Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, a naturopath from New England Family Health Center and the creator of the Love Your Body program. We are talking about cleanses, and we're going to get into some more specifics in the second half of the show and some top tips from Dr. Barry. So take it away.
Do you want me to talk? I can't talk more slowly.
I know you got so much to say.
I can't. Thank you for the acknowledgement about how passionate I am about cleanses. When I was working with Dr. Balad in the early 70s, as much of a stretch as it was to only do vegetables every single Monday for a year, and then one weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, just to do veggies and vegetable juices and soups, one weekend a month for a year, as much as that was a discipline, it gave me a foundation to appreciate that when we alkalize our body, remembering that Love Your Body program, there's mental, emotional, and spiritual support as well. But in the physical realm, when we want to reduce inflammations to get our skin and our colon and our nervous system, all the different kinds of symptoms that we think are normal that are related to aging, and we get hardened in our joints. And, you know, people are appreciating great chiropractic from somebody gifted and talented like you, but that's different than the buildup of irritants that might be normal as we age. But when you rest your body and you get the organs of elimination, sounds like a broken record. We spoke about that in the first half, that we realize it's not a life sentence. That what people think are diseases, well, oh, this person's old, they've got this. The things that we as human beings, our capacity to heal and get healthy is unbelievable, and it's not just throwing supplements or herbs or homeopathics, as some very, very talented naturopaths do. And it's not only getting adjusted on a regular basis by somebody who's really gifted and knows how to touch people's body like you do, but there's a way that we can rest the body to let it readjust itself. Toxins get embedded in fat. Drug residues and hormones that are in chicken and hormones are in eggs, and, you know, that we human beings are challenged different than our grandparents and our great-great-grandparents, that our bodies are super challenged to deal with all the additives and the colors and the pesticides that then interfere with certain nutrients that block our immune function, and we get more allergies and sensitivities. So Love Your Body cleanses follow certain protocols where most often people are doing different versions of alkalizing their body. So we don't do certain things like tomatoes, not because they're nightshades, but because tomatoes are acidic. We generally don't do pineapple, not because pineapples are grown in Hawaii, which probably wouldn't be a good idea in January, February, or March, but might be fine in the summer. But we generally don't do things like pineapple because it's so acidifying. We're looking at how to super alkalize the body that then encourages the body to detoxify, because toxins are usually in acid form in our fat. That's where usually things are held, as well as inflammatory states. When you've got a client that's got arthritis or some kind of inflexibility or some kind of inflammatory process, which is the body's natural response to some breakdown or infection, that inflammatory process itself is alkalizing. So you not only have high amounts of sugar, high amounts of coffee, high amounts of meat, high amounts of alcohol, all pushing us all very acidic. And the go, 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 we said, okay, in the first half, you know, working really quickly and having alacrity and pushing ourselves, not to pathologize that and say that that's bad, but if the meditation states or the relaxation states or the fun states are not sufficient, then we don't come back to alkalize ourselves. Because when we're in push, dominant, sympathetic dominant mode, when those adrenals are pumping, that pushes our body acid. So, wow, we got like we got people drinking tons of coffee and eating lots of meat and having lots of sugar while they're like overstressed, not dealing with the stress very well. Duh, that leaves us in a rather acidic condition. So there's a lot of wonderful results of pushing your body a bit to experience your body in a different state of relaxed, calm, parasympathetic nervous system is turned on, rather than the term I used, sympathetic dominant. I mean, I imagine, Dr. Steph, you see a lot of your clients are in what I'm calling sympathetic dominant mode.
Yeah? Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So cleanses, you could just say, okay, I'll have vegetables and vegetable soup for a week. But what if you added every day that we'll do a 5-10 minute meadow meditation? And what if we did an herb or did some things that particularly helped alkalize the body? So that gives you a different kinds of experience that for some people, I'll say out of 15,000 that have done Love Your Body programs, I use the word many, that the orientation is that when you're doing a physical cleanse in a context of looking at your limited beliefs and looking at your attitudes, not like you got to believe what I believe, but just look at your own. The way you're oriented to life, do those attitudes and beliefs kind of open you up, or do they kind of close you down and that your life is very oriented to kind of be right about what you believe? So if you do a cleanse in an environment, in a space of real exploration, of looking at the nature of your mind, the way your feelings do or don't get identified, expressed, and released, then the possibility is, as many people have reported, that cleansing can be ways to access oneself as a healer. And that being in not a group of people, but what's the distinction between a group and a team? And now you're on a team of people who all dynamically are looking at themselves, creating an energy field that's more than just understanding the biochemistry, not my strong suit, Dr. Steph, of cleansing and detoxing. You know, I mean, there are other docs and, you know, Dr. Jeff Bland, and there are other chiropractors and naturopaths and MDs, you know, probably much better at delineating the actual biochemistry of what's going on in the liver. You know, my love and the passion that you're hearing in my voice is to create a space, an environment for people to discover their strengths. And I don't mean strength like theoretically. I mean really access their deepest capacity to heal, like it's more in their body. It's more in their emotions. It's more in their, not just, oh, I'm feeling a little more confident. No, no, people don't say that in Love Your Body programs. People are like, as if I had given drugs, and thank you, we don't use drugs in Love Your Body programs, but the way that people can witness and engage themselves in a powerful healing context encourages people to experience and develop practices different than we talked before the break about diets, you know, that you could do a detox, like, oh my God, I can't wait till this is over, oh, I have 5 days more, and then I'll be able to eat my bread, and I'll be able to have my coffee. And people might eat bread and coffee after a detox. It's not like there's strict religious rules that after a detox you're never going to have coffee or a glass of wine or champagne or a beer or bread. That's not my style. But with increased awareness, a very different transformed relationship between using food, maybe hopefully as a tool for delicious taste bud sensations, And actually relishing in the deliciousness of food as opposed to just eating because I'm hungry and gotta eat, really relating to the gift that it is to live in a body, you know, that our spiritual dimension, and I'm not talking past lives because I don't know anything about past lives. I'm talking, when I say spiritual dimension, I mean our capacity to forgive. I mean our capacity to be grateful. I mean our capacity to really trust life's process. I mean, Dr. Steph, how many people come in to see you and they're really doubtful? A lot, yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, and me too. And I don't think it's because you're a chiropractor or I'm a naturopath, you know, and we're not MDs. I think it's because culturally, people give their power up outside themselves and their they're not really taught, no matter how religious they are, and there's nothing religious in Love Your Body programs or in any cleanse that I do, but to be able to do a cleanse where you rest the body, a little bit more alkaline, a lot more alkaline, do protein drinks mid-morning, mid-afternoon, really get your energy and stamina, build up your adrenals. And in that context, how about we do some prayers, meditations, and visualizations about trust? How about we detox some of the limited beliefs that we got from friends, culture, the news, fake news, real news, our parents, that have kind of unconsciously sculpted us to not trust? Because I know your practice is similar to mine in that people are yearning for something more than, you know, drugs and surgery. But my love is to give them the power back about how to take care of themselves. And one of the vehicles I use is a detox in this Love Your Body program. Because I think one of the gifts beyond alkalizing is that somebody 3 weeks later can say, wow, I just had a breakthrough in terms of trusting my body. And, you know, I can't believe I've been walking around not forgiving my dentist who gave me lollipops every time I saw him for 6 months when I was 8. How could a dentist give me lollipops all the time? And, by the way, I can't believe it. You know, I went to a female gynecologist and I felt I wasn't any more respected or seen than if I saw some jerk. And so people in Love Your Body programs can really, not just theoretically, should forgive, but they can forgive others and themselves. Maybe, you know, to forgive yourself for not taking as good a care. And let's just start like tomorrow's the first day of your life. Because most of us live from our history. So one of the gifts that people have, the benefits of a cleanse, are in areas of trust, forgiveness, compassion. If people can, in a lighthearted way, be open to those conversations as opposed to going to some church service where the lecture is and the sermon is finger-pointing.
You've definitely made a case for doing a cleanse this morning. And I want to be sure that everyone has the resource on how to get in touch with you. So why don't you share your website? Because I know we're going online soon with the Love Your Body program and the detox.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be its own site, the loveyourbody.com. But for now, people could get information, drbarrytaylor.com. Loveyourbody.com is a website. But mostly, by all means, if you've got questions, my email is drbarry@drbarrytaylor.com. Send me your email. I'll send you a free meadow meditation, which we use in the Love Your Body program. There are going to be a whole bunch, Dr. Steph, of short videos that are free. And if people choose to do a Love Your Body program, wonderful. If people don't choose to do a Love Your Body program, it's going to be a lot of information that, you know, we're not able to do on a quick 30-minute interview like this. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. And we're out of time, but we've had a great conversation here on A Half Hour to Health. Dr. Barry, you've got to come back again soon. So we're signing off, but stay healthy, stay happy. We'll see you next time here on WTPL and WEMJ.